from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Here in the final hour of the Feeding Families Radiothon for the Stan Fowler Santa Claus Fund, more on the fund's namesake. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says the local accountant tried to bring together all local efforts to feed families at Christmas, but failed. So in 1948, he set out on his own, raising money for 224 food baskets.
So people saw, gee, you know what, this seems to be working. This is the kind of system that we need. So the process then got a little bit bigger.
We'll have more on Stan Fowler and his fund on Monday when we take our weekly look at Timmins history. The Timmins Economic Development Corporation has set up a Facebook page for things like casting and scouting locations. A movie is going to be shooting in Timmins in February and March, but the city's economic development director can't divulge what it's about. All that Noella Ronaldo can say so far is that twin boys between 10 and 14 are needed for the cast, and that a garage or similar large empty space is needed for one scene.
I'm hoping that we can announce soon, but the producers are in town next week. We've got five of them coming in next week for a look around. I think some of the people know there's been a buzz because we have a lot of locations in this movie and we've secured quite a few of them.
One location is an arena, so you can bet hockey has a role. The COVID-19 number of the day for the Porcupine Health Unit is one. One more case has been diagnosed and one has moved to the resolved category. All the latest testing and vaccination numbers are on our website. Ontario reports 959 new cases today, 44% in the fully vaccinated, 48% in the partially vaccinated and unvaccinated. Another 7 deaths are blamed on the virus. And as of Monday, Ontarians aged 50 and over and other high-risk people can get their COVID-19 vaccine booster shots as long as it's 6 months after you got your second shot. If you're undergoing dialysis treatment, you can also receive a third dose of the vaccine if it's been 56 days since dose number two. Beginning in January, the province will further expand eligibility for booster doses based on age and risk, with an interval of 6 to 8 months from the second dose. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.